Hello there. Are you ready to hear tales of the paranormal, weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy? If the answer is yes, then welcome to your worst nightmare. But be warned, there's no turning back. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hey, creepies, welcome to episode 126. Nate is your sound engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. Sean Lehman, how are you, sir?
Todd Hedges, I'm doing all right.
Good, good. Nate Laux, how are you, sir?
I thought you were going to skip me.
Never. Why would we do that?
I can't believe you. That.
Well, usually it's gentlemen, how you doing?
Stuff like that. Brothers. And that's how I started out. Then I did for a long time. I would include both of you at the same time. I like to mix it up, though.
He likes to go least favorite to favorite.
I'm trying to broke my spirit. I broke your spirit already.
That would make me least favorite.
See, how long has this podcast been going on, the episode? 47 seconds? I already broke his spirit.
Oh. Nah, I'm doing good.
Good. All right. Good. You guys.
He's like a horse.
You got to break him in. Good. Yeah, good. I'm glad you guys are having a good day. Having a good week so far?
Yeah, so far. So
weather's
far.
Cooperating.
Oh, it's awesome.
Humidity went away, so it's been nice.
It has been a great week weather-wise, and I have had a fantastic week and just a fantastic day today.
Your energy over there is high. I can already tell. I'm loving it.
Yeah.
I'm loving it. Was that Burger King?
No.
No, that's not Burger King.
No,
what is it?
That's McDonald's.
It's McDonald's. I'm loving it. Sorry, McDonald's. I don't know.
It's McBurger.
They don't need any sorries. They make enough money.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I take it all back.
Yeah, we don't want to promote them. They don't sponsor us.
I had my sponsors mix up.
We are sponsored by McDonald's. We're loving it.
We'll love it when they sponsor us. How about that?
That's right. Good, though. Yeah, I hope the creepies are having a good day, good week, whenever they listen to this episode.
Creepies having a good day with the first day of school?
I'm telling you right now. Yeah. Well, we'll get to that. We'll get to that.
Shout-outs.
Anyway, dad joke. Let's just get right to it. I'm well done.
I'm going to be blindsided.
A buddy of mine went on a date with this gal the other night. Mm-hmm. Said he was having a great time. He said that she told him, you know, every time he smiled, she wanted to take him to her place. And he was like, that was so nice. Bad thing is she's a dentist. He got his hopes up. And then, he came to find out why she was really. Poor guy, you know.
Busted grill.
So she was looking at him going, all right, money.
Dating the old dentist.
New client. Yeah, he was feeling pretty good. Then she lowered the boom. So if somebody says, you know, I'll take you to my place every time you smile, might be
the dentist office. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
But anyway, that's the dad joke of the show. So there you go.
Creepies. All you dentist creepies out there. Ain't
that's right. Do we have any dentists?
We probably do.
I don't know if we have any
dentists. Doctors, nurses.
If you're a dentist, raise your hand.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, right.
All right, put them down.
Yeah.
Look, there's a few in the back.
Oh, our orthodontist that handled our braces. He listens.
Mm-hmm. For our kids, Dr. Johnson, he's listened. He actually has liked our show. That's what he told me.
Who's Dr. Johnson?
Dr. Johnson, Greg Johnson. He does.
Oh, okay.
He's
not
our
Reed
kids.
Johnson.
He's in Avon.
Okay.
He's our kids' orthodontist.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Shout out to Greg. I didn't mean to
boy's orthodontist, too.
Yes. So he's fantastic, by the way. But, yeah, he listens to our show.
We go to Emergia right across Meyer.
Our interest didn't take. That's the only reason we didn't go there, but we're lucky. They're both good.
Yep. So I really don't know if he's good.
He is, I promise.
You're like, I don't know if Emergia's good.
I hope they're good. They won't stay open very long.
Yeah, I know. Right.
Well, Greg said he listens to podcasts to help him go to sleep, and I was like, oh, man, I love that. But I also think, man, we shouldn't be putting you to sleep.
Man, I love those Mako guys.
Ours is to wake him up.
Just conk out right off the bat.
Listen to them, and 5 minutes later, I am out.
Like, thank you.
He's never slept so well. What's your secret? Oh, listen to Middle Asian Creeped Out. They'll put you right to sleep.
That's right.
Anyway, that's the dad joke. So, Sean, do you mind doing the first announcements, please?
I never mind.
Good.
Good. we always come together for the fun, the frivolity, right? It's what we do. You know, the creepy, the paranormal.
What? Frivolity?
Frivolity. I like that. I have
use
to
use words that I don't know.
Words. I know.
Nate's going
to That leads us down a whole other discussion. But the most important thing that we can do here is build our emotional and mental health community. So we always want you guys to make sure that you're getting help out there. We all need it. Call or text 988 for any type of mental distress, suicide prevention, or any other type of crisis that you may be experiencing. You may also text HOME to 741-741 for professional help. If you or someone you know is experiencing bullying, contact stopbullying.gov for help. Reach out to our Facebook group, Instagram account, email, or message us for added support. That is what our Mako family is all about, and by gosh, we keep using it.
Boy, I tell you, you really accentuated the bullying. You did. You brought it.
Yeah, I wasn't going to. I didn't trip at all this time.
You did. Hope.
Not much.
You
There's
know,
still time.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, we got plenty of time. You know, the since the summer is basically over because of school started, craziness ensues. Schedules and deadlines with kids and all
full
that stuff.
Moons.
So it can
stress
be
stress does go up. Yep.
There was a full moon the other night. Was it last night or night before? Anyway,
full moon, and then there's going to be another full moon at the end of the month. So it'll be a blue moon, and that doesn't happen very much, as we
blue
know.
Moon.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, it can get a little frantic. So
that's right.
Reach out to the group, and then, like I said, that professional help. Like I said, the you know, groups and all that is, it's great. That's what it's for, but you can only do so much.
You keep staring at me when you say get help. I'm going to take it personal.
It's strange. Whenever we have a full moon, I always end up waking up naked outside.
What? Howling at the moon?
With no
fuck at the moon.
You're kind of in a fetal position by the tree.
Yeah.
Rachel's like, oh, Nate.
Ozzy'd be very proud.
What? You got
something.
Dang
like, it.
She's
again.
Like, you got it. It's in your teeth again.
It's like Teen Wolf.
Yeah. That's a classic movie I haven't seen in a while. Anyway, thank you, Sean, for that.
You're most
yes,
welcome.
We want our creepies to get help. So,
yes.
Got to be taking care of yourselves. Okay. Shout out, special announcements. So, going to go around. Nate, you have any shout outs?
I want to shout out to your son for his fantastic hair.
It is
glorious.
Day of school.
It's glorious.
He is going to love that. No, really, he's going to love
it. It is fantastic.
It is a glorious mane. It reminds me of.
It's a little feathered. I like it.
Mm hmm. It reminds me of Blades of Glory with
that's right
with Will Ferrell, and he's like, don't touch it. He's got that brush with the special like handle.
Mm-hmm.
It's made of like, what does he say? It's made of like ivory and some type of so shout out to my son's hair. Okay.
Yes.
Right. Any other shout outs?
No, that'll do it.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Sean.
Shouting out to all the kids, first day, of course, you know, all of our kids here at the table. I pointed out this is our third year of saying first day of school since this podcast started. So
that is weird.
Wild that it's gone by
weird.
That fast.
Yeah.
It's always on a Wednesday, so and we just happen to record on Wednesday, so go figure that. I have to
good observation, by the way.
You like that?
I did like that.
I got a couple of those every once in a while. Ella, I'm going to shout out, though, specifically, because I told this to Todd. I sent him a text. I'm like, you're going to love this. So Ella, I guess the art teacher, said something about really loving podcasts, and she likes listening. And so Ella raised her hand and said, do you listen to Middle Age and Creeped Out? The teacher goes, I've never heard of that before. She said, it's my dad and his friend's podcast. You should listen. And she goes, I will. So we got another listener, the art teacher. Don't know the name of the art teacher, but
I'll
shout out.
Say, what's her name?
I don't know. I'm sure I'll find out.
Mrs.
Soon.
Art teacher or Miss Art teacher?
She'll be like, Ella's disruptive in class, but in a good way. So thank you, Ella. We appreciate that very
that
much.
That was a great story. I cackled out loud when I heard your message.
I hate to say this, but when I left, I was telling this to Nate, I noticed an A that was carved into the banister on the downstairs, like coming downstairs. And I was like, who carved an A in here? And Jenna's like, what are you talking about? And I noticed it was E-L-L-A. Sometime during the summer, she had carved her name. She doesn't even remember when. But things are always covering it. So I didn't. And I really didn't get that mad. It's just a thing. And I did stupid stuff when I was a kid. And it can be fixed. We put a little stain marker in there. But but Jenna just, she was not happy with Ella. I left. I felt so bad. I was like, oh, Ella, I'm going to give you a shout out. But you're in trouble and you're grounded. So
hope you're still alive when I get home.
Right. At least you're going out with a shout out. Right?
I told Jenna, I was like, please don't flip out completely, because it is. It's disrespectful and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want them to do that with public property. And it's our property, too. to. But anyway, it's just. It's
she
just,
say, I didn't. I did it here.
She was upset with herself. You could tell she felt.
Yeah, it was domestic.
I know.
I mean, she like, didn't. And she didn't think quick enough to blame it on somebody else. So,
so William
caught her,
did it.
Caught her off guard, right?
That's not my name.
It's a neighbor girl.
Jew did it.
Yeah.
The dog did it. And Jew
bit that in there.
That is cute, though. By the way, is she really? Let's get to this. The real reason she did that. Is she trying to get more zeros?
Yes.
Is she trying to get?
Yes.
Okay. Be our promoter?
Is. Mm-hmm. She is. She said, and I put.
Tell her Todd said, when you go back, say, he said, because you told the art teacher about our podcast, you're going to get a bunch of zeros. She'll get
excited. Yeah. She'll be like, I have no idea what that means, but yay.
That sounds great. But
sounds great. Is that come with candy?
Right.
Ooh. The other two, we have made a friend of the show named Matt. I work with him. I have not met him yet.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So Matt is part of, he and his friends have a band, Black Market Vinyl Band, so we've just been introduced to them. I just want to shout out to him because we've made friends with him. He started listening to our podcast, and he likes the show, and we've talked about maybe some collabs in the future, so... Yep. Shout out to him, his band. I just started listening today, so I like it. I think it's really cool.
Yeah, I heard a couple songs last night. So I actually set it on the tub there and took a shower, and I was like, this is very good.
Yeah.
I don't know what the names of the songs, but they were great.
Well, that's cool. They've had three albums, and their most recent album is...
Tell what they're about. Tell the creepies what...
10 most... that's what... it's. They tend to be darker in theme. Like, there's one song called Monster, and there's a different one. The most recent album, though, they said it was the... Each song is about one of the most... They went through the 10 most haunted places in Indiana. Mm-hmm. So that's what their album is about. So it tends to be on the darker side. I was playing some for Nate before we started recording, and they're like, well, it's kind of cool. It's different.
Yeah,
when they were saying darker, I was thinking like heavy metal, like thrash music.
I did too.
I was like, not that kind of dark.
Just haunted, creepy content.
Mm-hmm.
It's what we talk about.
So like, we could totally like collab together. Yeah. So shout out to them. My wife and his wife work together in the wound center, so it's cool. And shout out to her. Her name's Sarah. And then one more shout out. I'm sorry to take all of these shout outs, but Heather Carter. I saved one of the best for life. They're all the best.
What's her name?
Heather Carter.
Heather.
She is a colleague of mine. She used to be a student of mine back in the day. Mm-hmm. We're colleagues, been OTs together for a long time. She checked on me over the weekend just to see how I was doing. And she and I had a lot of back and forth with texting. And she told me that she has not missed an episode of ours. And I said, you know what? I'm going to give you a shout out. I really appreciate that. She said, everybody should know about your show. And that's she spreads the word. She's a wonderful support. So I told her I really appreciate that. She does think I need to be kicked off the show, though. I just wanted to point that out, though. She really loves you, too. No, I was kidding. But she's like...
Well, I mean, can you blame her?
No.
To be honest with you. I mean,
no.
But she...
Hey, when you're right, you're right.
Do you want to give her the duh or me?
She also was inspiring with the middle age moment/dark side that I've been thinking about. So I told her, I'm like, I'm going to give you a nice shout out.
Cool.
So
thank you, Heather, for listening.
Yes, Heather. So, and not my sister this time. This is my co-worker.
Yeah, right.
So I'm out of shout outs.
It's not related.
20 minutes later, I'm out of shout outs.
No, so. That's what this is for. Shout outs. I'm not sure if it's as good as Nate's with my son's glorious mane.
That's fair. Sorry, Elamat.
He's got Heather, by the way. I'm going to play it for him, and I won't tell him. I'll say, hey, listen to the shout out from Nate. My shout out, I have a couple, two or three. First one is, I am proud of my daughter.
I was going to say, Olivia needs a shout out now.
The volleyball team for... Nice.
Congrats.
So she made the freshman team. They actually don't call it... it's really not freshman. It's like the B team. Like you got varsity.
Yeah.
And then because JV and freshman can bounce back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
So... They had some JV last year, and then freshman would move up, and it kind of bounced back and forth. So she's not sure which one she's going to start on, but I'm like, you made the team. She's like, absolutely. So she's pumped because she had her back injury for 2 months. She couldn't work out. She couldn't practice, and she thought, man, I'm really behind. She just felt like she wasn't, everybody else was kind of getting a leg up during the summer, and here she is. She made it. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Good
and then, she'll find out, tomorrow, Thursday? Yeah, find out tomorrow. So shout out to her for making that. Next one is Nikki Haynes. Now, Nikki is one of the girls, Nate and Sean, remember at the sanatorium, the gals for, oh, my gosh, I can't remember her birthday. That's why they were there, I think, right?
Yes, yeah. It was the birthday,
So, Nikki, we put out a thing that said, for the next 7 days, a little challenge to mention our podcast.
And she went crazy.
I think we gained, what, 8 to 10 new members from her. Yeah. So shout out to Nikki. She took it upon herself. She took it serious.
She so, was
yeah, like,
a
yeah. It was like Sean.
As she took any more serious than Ella.
Well, yeah, well duh. Yeah, duh. So, yeah, I'm like, Ella might have to step up a little bit.
Yeah,
you know,
don't
be
get
up
it, right.
in the Nikki range. But step no, but thank you, Nikki. Game. Shout out to Nikki Haynes for
thank
all,
you, Nikki.
You know,
we
giving
it.
The word out from the for the Mike, Mako podcast. Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's what I meant to say. And then the next one is Desiree, my tattoo artist. She gave me my 22 for the Georgia Bulldogs winning last year back-to-back. So I finally got that just in time for college football season. And then she did a hand tattoo with a microphone and headphones, and she did an awesome job. So didn't have quite the time to get my creeper from Jeepers Creepers on.
Something to look forward to, though, right?
See, now I'm scheduled for October. It's the week before our live show.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
And so she knows I'm getting the Nate skull. To finish that, our logo tattoo, and then I'm going to get two more, and one of them's going to be the creeper, at least the creeper. So anyway, so shout out to Desiree for doing great work. And then the last one is just shout out to the kids and staff and faculty, all the good first day. They were pumped.
Your,
they had all kinds
your
of
wife,
stories.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Well, she already got a shout out. Like
I started to say your bride.
2 weeks ago or last week.
That's right.
She started earlier. How many shout outs does she need?
As many as she can get.
She won't get to this episode for a while, so I'm kind of biding it. No, yeah. Shout out to everybody for a good first day. I hope everybody had a good first day anyway. So, yeah.
I bet they all go back tomorrow.
Yeah.
They better.
Yeah. Yeah, Elijah's got soccer tryouts tomorrow and Friday, and he'll find out at the end of the day Friday. Mm-hmm. So now it's his turn. So anyway, good chance he'll make it. So we'll see, you know.
Thank you.
And now announcements. I'm just going to remind everybody, guess what? We have our Keeping It Creepy 2023 live show. It's going to be Saturday, October 7th from 5 to 9 at the Ellis Park train station in Danville, Indiana. Tickets can be purchased at the Eventbrite website or the app for only, get this, $15.
Woo!
Yeah, I know. A double woo. You know,
woo-woo.
A Ric Flair.
Woo! Right. Woo! Woo! No, yeah. I'm not doing it. I didn't do that right now. I'm sorry. Sorry. I take it all back.
Rick's like, what in the heck? He listens
about
to, by
woo!
The way. Yeah, there you go. Friends, special friends of the show and just friends in general, Mr. Micah Campbell of Anatolian Press.
Who?
Yeah. Micah.
I vaguely remember him. Ha.
Michael Calloway. Micah. Oh, yeah, Micah. Micah Campbell.
Micah.
He's a fictional author and owner of Anatolian Press. Mm-hmm. He's going to be there. And our friend Erin Egnatz.
I miss seeing Erin. It'll be good to see her again.
Hauntings Around America. Mm-hmm. She is a paranormal investigator, so they're going to be our special guest speakers. Of course, we'll be there to give
they
some
know I'm coming
stories.
Full force with hugs, too. I know.
I warned them. We're going to have food for sale, merch giveaways, and all kinds of creepy fun. So come out and see us October 7th. Plenty of tickets available.
That's right.
So come out and hang with the Mako crew. Mm-hmm. Let's see. This is coming close. October 21st, we're going to have our next Mako on location at the Greenwood Happy Haunt store in Greenwood, Indiana. Mr. Scott Steenburgen and his lovely bride, Corey, are the owners. They are great, great people. Mm-hmm. We're going to be there from 11 to 5, recording some episodes. And, of course, we'll interview them and have them on the show. And they can tell us how they got started and all that fun stuff. So come out. And we'll have some merch giveaways there, too. So that is October 21st, and it is free of charge. And then November 18th is – and look at this. I'm not even looking at my sheet. November 18th is – another on location at the Boone County Jail Distillery in Lebanon, Indiana. We're going to do, some recordings, have some merch giveaways, and whoever joins that fun, creepy evening will get a tour of the jail. So what do you think about that?
I love it.
Now, I want to say I'm still waiting on word as far as if there's going to be a charge for the tour. There possibly could be. We're just waiting to hear back from the jail. So stay tuned. We got plenty of time, but whether it's free or they do charge, whichever way it goes, we will make that announcement later on. So just haven't gotten the official word.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to tell you, if there is a charge for it, it's going to be well worth it because it's a cool place. Am I not correct on that, Nate?
Absolutely.
Yep. I didn't ask. I said Nate.
Oh, sorry, Nate.
Nate?
No.
What do you say, Nate?
No. Fun place to explore.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So and whatever they charge, if they do, it's going to definitely be fair and I mean, they'll probably be able to charge more than what if they do. I don't know. It could be free. So, but yeah, November 18th. How about that? Now, the time, too. We haven't decided. I'm working on that. I don't know if it's going to be late afternoon, early evening. I kind of like want the evening time, just for the creepy factor. Uh-huh. But whatever, we'll see.
It gets what you gets.
Oh, and then Aaron Egnatz is still doing the ticket giveaway. So if you buy tickets for our live show in October, she's having an investigation. Too bad it's the same night as our Greenwood Happy Haunts.
Yeah.
But not that we'd skip out on Greenwood Happy Haunts, but it's going to be. Now, where's that at, Sean? Do you remember what the. I'm drawing a blank. Let me look at it here. Oh, yeah. It's at the Haunted Stark Saloon.
Oh, that's
right. Rosedale, Indiana, basically Terre Haute. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
next door, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right next door.
Yeah. So it's October 21st, and, and it's an overnight thing. Mm-hmm. So it's like 8 to 3, 8 to 4. You know, so in the evening into the morning. So, yeah, so free. And you buy a ticket for our show, and you are in a giveaway, possible ticket, winning a ticket for her investigation. So with Ms. Aaron Egnatz. Other than that, that's all I got.
That's it.
Nah, I'm done. Over. Well, see you guys. Enjoy the night, creepies. Oh.
Hit the music.
Nate, hit yeah, hit it. Sean, it's all you now.
Well, I have to give credit where credit's due for this topic that we're going to do.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even put my name on there.
You didn't. It's Todd, though. I remember. It's you, Todd.
I remembered.
This is on, and this is really good. We're going to have some fun with this. This is Haunted Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Japan.
And boy, do they have some stories.
Yeah. Scary.
Japanese.
I don't even want to go near that side of the world just because it's so scary, right?
I know. I don't know what foundation you have planned.
I have a little bit. This is going to work, though. You're going to like
go
it.
Go for it.
It's an island.
Well, yeah. It's several. It's thousands of islands, right?
True. That's true.
Japan is weird. Is a weirdly wonderful country.
You go, Japan is weird.
Japan's weird. That's it. It's true. A weirdly wonderful country. How about that? Mm. From its unique food to cultural obsession with things like anime and cosplay, the country spread over 6,852 islands. That's a lot. And each has a region that's distinctive, has a distinctive environment and culture. One thing that unites the Japanese is their love for paranormal activity, and the country produces a lot of horror movies, TV series, books, and more. The inspirations for these come from real haunted places in Japan, and there are certainly quite a lot of them. So we are going to cover them.
There you go. I like that.
That's right. You like that? See, I thought
I was kind of not sure what was going to happen with the foundation. But Nate's works too.
That was a good one.
It's an island.
It's an island.
Nate's impressed.
Smiling.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
Nate's smiling. Sorry.
Yeah. So I, you know what? Even though it's my my topic pick, I'll let one of you gentlemen, fine gentlemen, start.
Fine, I'll go first.
Go ahead, James.
Go for it.
All right, I don't know how to say these names, so I'm going to try.
Let's try my best. Let's just give it a
disclaimer.
We won't get these names.
Screw
right.
this up, yeah. Japan.
In Nukon Pass Tunnel.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I like also known as the Whispering Tunnel. Tunnels can be a scary place, even without the association of ghosts and ghouls. The dark and dingy structures are perfect for wrongdoings, and that is what happened to a young girl a few decades ago. The girl was murdered and was never laid to rest peacefully,
murder, you say,
and has been said to haunt the tunnel ever since, making it one of the most haunted places in Japan. A visitor to the tunnel will hear whispering and gibberish, but mostly hear the words, stop. Asking them not to venture further ahead. Those who dare often feel presence poking, shoving, prodding them, and it's unlikely that they will ever cross the length of the tunnel.
Interesting.
I'm down. Let's do it.
You're down.
Sean, put that on the list.
I will cautiously put that on the list.
Let's put all these on the list. That's a good story.
Yeah.
I like that. That's creepy. Mm-hmm. That's a definitely. Any tunnel story.
Yeah.
A little creepy. Yeah.
Talking about Japan makes me think of, and I was listening to videos and reading some of these stories, I think about Street Fighter 2. Do you remember Street Fighter 2?
Mm-hmm.
And when you go, you pick the country you get to go to, India and whatever, and Japan, when it said you'd pick Japan to go, Japan, you know, like just in that really, I can still hear that voice, but anyway. I'm going to go with, I hope this is not one you wanted, Todd, because this is like one of the most well-known, but Aoki Gahari, or Gahara, Forest, the Suicide Forest, which I think we've mentioned before,
I believe.
It's a famous, go ahead. No, I did not have that.
Okay. The thick, twisted forest of Aoki, I don't know why I have to say it this way every time. Aoki Gahara is eerily silent and even sunlit. I have a feeling I did that perfectly, by the way. Eerily silent and even sunlight finds it hard to weave its way through the canopy. Infamous across the world as Suicide Forest, hundreds of people have committed suicide in the forest. So much so that the government has placed information in cards everywhere about suicide prevention. But this forest has a reputation as among the creepiest haunted places in Japan for a long time. It has used, it was used to practice yubase, or the practice of leaving old women to die in the forest. And it is said that their yahari,
what you do with them.
Yahari or soul, I don't know if I'm saying that right, soul still haunts the woods.
Is that what you do with them, with old women?
I mean, what else?
I'm done with you. I'm taking you to the woods.
See you later.
Let's go, Grandma. Move it. Sorry, are you done?
I'm done.
Oh, gotcha.
Suicide bat.
Yeah, that they do, though. They have signs posted on all over the
pamphlets.
About, yeah, it's like, don't do it.
Please don't commit suicide
in
the woods.
Very eerie and
nowhere, but especially not in these woods.
Yeah. I mean, people go there to die and kill themselves. I mean, like, die, like just to die or suicide. It's sad. Yeah. That's really bad. Hmm. Don't put that on the list, Sean.
No, I'm not going to.
It might be the only one. I don't know. That was a good story. Good story. My turn?
Your turn.
Sure.
Okay. This one is, I like how it starts out. I can pronounce it, and then it just lowers the boom on me. It's called the Round Schoolhouse or the Numagashi. Let's just go with the Round Schoolhouse.
There you go.
Numagashi something. Elementary school. Okay. This round-shaped schoolhouse was originally built in 1906 and was named Banasawa Simple Education Center. It was built as a school for the children of the nearby Mitsubishi Bibai coal mine. For unknown reasons, the school went through many through many name changes, but eventually settled on the name it's now known as, the Numagashi Elementary School. Initially, numbers were low, but from the periods between 1940 and 1970, as the mine prospered, so did the number of students, eventually housing around 1,500 children. In 1974, the school closed due to unspecified causes. Now, the general public would believe that it was due to a drop in attendance from the local mining village closure, yet rumors claim something more sinister was at play. Records state that during a class break, one of the young female students suddenly disappeared from school. Upon this realization, the student's teacher ended class and called the girl's home to check if she had gone home sick, but the family knew nothing of the girl's whereabouts. The entire school spent time looking for her, but she could not be found anywhere, and so the police were called. It's notable to mention that during this time, kidnappings were prevalent in Hokkaido, but no one could understand how the young student could have gone missing during their short break period. It was then rumored that the girl had been spirited away.
I like how you did that.
You like that? Now, lastly, it says, today's visitors to the ruins of the schools and locals of the area claim that the spirit of the girl can be found around the school with her red backpack, and countless others have made claims of giggles being heard from the nearby forest. It was also rumored that a psychic visited the school in an effort to free the girl's spirit, but there was so much negative energy emanating from it that the psychic had to run away. Ooh. Some people claim that other darker entities reside on the school grounds and that a simple visit has been enough to drive some insane.
Mm.
What about that story?
It's right up our alley.
That is, don't put that on the list either.
No.
So that's kind of sad.
That is sad.
The girl, you know, feel bad for her parents. So there you go. That was my story. Nate, you got one?
Sure. Again, I'm going to try to pronounce this.
The pause is it all.
Go for it, Nate.
Iron Bucci, the Wailing Woman.
There you go. Makes sense.
Yeah.
I like it.
Men have exploited women since the dawn of time.
Have they?
But the story of the prostitutes or the Orion of Yamanashi.
Nice.
Still haunts people today, though. Bucci Bridge, hopefully I don't have to say that
Gucci
anymore, is counted among the scariest places in Japan. The tale goes back to the 16th century when the area had gold mines that were run by the Takata Clan. There we go. That one. Nice. Yeah, I
nailed it.
Nailed it. who also ran the brothels to keep the miners happy. After the Battle of Nagashino, the Takata Clan escaped from the area, but not before killing all the prostitutes, so they wouldn't share the information about the mines. The clan members invited the prostitutes to the bridge and slashed the ropes. It is said that the walls, or the wails and cries of the women, can still be heard from the gorge below.
Ooh, that was really good.
Boy, they did get mistreated, didn't they?
I still think we're doing better with these words than we did with like French and German. Like,
oh,
I
think absolutely.
We butcher the French and the German words.
And like, we have had some beyond prepare listeners from Japan, and they're probably like, no, you're not.
Japan. Yeah, no. No, I know. Yeah, right.
Be nice, like, try, guys.
No show.
Horrible.
That was good. That was a good story. Yeah. Sad, I mean, very exactly. Sad, dark.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going to go with, oh, here we go.
Nakahoma?
Suku.
Chief Nakahoma?
Oh. Right. So yeah, I'm going to try it again. Nakagusuku, I think I said the exact same way, hotel, the haunted ruins. The decrepit hotel ruins of the Nakagusuku Hotel is among the favorite haunted attractions in Japan. The hotel was proposed as a luxury resort and just a stone's throw away from castle. The hotel construction was opposed by a monk who said it would disturb the holy site and graves in the area, but capitalist greed took over and the owner started building it. After several mishaps and workers' deaths, the construction was stopped. In a bid to restart it, the owner promised to stay overnight at the hotel to prove it was safe, but instead he returned talking. I heard this. This was so good. This is one of my favorite stories. On one of the videos, he returned talking crazy in the morning and disappeared off the face of the earth. Even today, people can see lights and feel a cold presence in the empty corridors of the hotel. Never finished. Yeah, it's spooky. I mean, there's the ruins.
Ruins.
Mm. Let me
see. You can't do it. You should have listened to the monk. Listen to the monk.
Listen to the
monk.
But
the guy that tried, he's tried to stay the night and lost his mind.
No go.
No good.
You know what, though? It's a normal Tuesday for me losing my mind.
That's right. Yeah, I was going to say the sanity thing's not that big of a deal.
Trying to deal with the soon-to-be two teenagers, yeah.
I gave away my sanity.
So far, man, good spooky stories.
You like that?
I told you when I picked this topic, there's a boatload of them. Excellent. I have one, and this one's going to be really bad. Not talking about the story's going to be bad, but me trying to pronounce the words.
Okay.
The Osorizon Amari Prefecture. Now, I know I've got the prefecture right, but the
perfect.
I don't think so, Nate. but I like your encouragement. So here we go. Starting with its ominous name. Well, I made it more ominous. This mountain in northern Amari Prefecture's Shimokita Peninsula has been instilling fear in locals for centuries. The Osorizon, which literally means Mount Fear, put this on our list, Sean. Anything
Absolutely.
That's named Mount Fear, was believed to be the entrance to hell. And its volcanic activity made that really believable. It was thought to be the location where the dead live their parallel lives, and getting lost here would mean meeting your demise. It's also the place where you would find Sanzu no Kawa, a river which, like Styx in the Greek mythology, Ooh. Has to be crossed to reach the afterlife. Every July, people head to the local Bodanji Temple, which has been an important temple since its establishment in the year 862 for Osorizon Tasai, a festival of the dead. One of the most well-known ceremonies performed during the festival is Kukiyasi, when female Itako shamans communicate with the spirits.
I heard taco.
Now you're hungry. Itako mainly consists of visually impaired women, as it's used to be considered a sign of spiritual powers. To this day, the Kukiyasi ceremony allows people to talk with their departed loved ones and maintain its popularity. So, wow.
That's cool,
actually. It's kind of they show a picture of a bunch of monks at this temple. It's kind of cool. I mean, and the architecture is awesome looking, you know, just like China. They have beautiful buildings. So there you go.
Rich history, definitely.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
I mean, it extends back.
They go a little farther back than
they
us.
They
right?
go slightly.
Like 862, yeah. So there you go. Who's next? Nate.
Nathan.
I have Okiu Well, the Shrieking Banshee.
Wow.
Ooh, Banshee.
Within the Himeji Castle is an old well with a very intriguing tale of love and tragedy. It is also one of the most haunted places in Japan, as are all of these that we are reading, as it is where a ghost appears at night and screams. The ghost is the spirit of Okiyu, a young girl who served the samurai Ayama Tessen. Ayama loved Okiyu, but his love was not reciprocated. In what can be termed as harassment today, he hid a valuable article and blamed it on Okiyu. He offered not to punish her if she became his lover.
Oh.
But Okiyu
sneaky
wasn't going to have it. She refused to accept, and in a fit of rage, Oyama threw her in the well, killing her. This is why she can still be heard wailing in the silence of the night.
That sounds terrible, honestly.
It does sound terrible.
It's a love story gone wrong.
Yeah, right, yeah. That's
not that how they do it in Japan.
Yeah, that sounds... It is
love gone wrong.
I mean, great story for us.
Yeah, right?
So it's kind of tragic, yeah. Banshee. Anytime you... Yeah, Screaming Banshee. You ever see a movie? There's a movie called, I think, Banshee. It's like a B-movie. It's like on the Sci-Fi Channel.
Mm-hmm.
My gosh. I was like... I watched 20... I don't know, maybe 30.
Freaks
maybe
out, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but it was like, oh my gosh, if that was like a real thing, it would drive you insane.
Oh, yeah.
The screeching was so, I was like, it's just on a TV show. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah.
Did you hear Banshees, I think, were also not supposed to just to be designed for like, you know, scaring, but they were supposed to be the alert for death coming. So like if you heard a Banshee, they were trying to actually like warn you that death is coming. So
yeah.
Get out of there. I don't know how you escape death, but you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it'd be good too, right?
Yeah. I don't even like the group of the Banshees. Isn't there one there a group called the Banshees?
Some.
Yeah. It was a female group. I think they were, yeah, back possibly. Like in the 80s, 70s and 80s, like a punk rock-ish group.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Banshees.
Probably.
Susie and the Banshees. That's who it is. Mm. Remember Susie and the Banshees?
I remember Susie. Yeah. How could you forget Susie?
They're a real scream.
She's
right.
Oh.
What a bunch. How can we
Man,
top
I even
that? Back to the dad joke.
Okay, let's move on. That was good, Nate.
Now, this one, I don't know if I can pronounce this.
Really?
I picked an easy
that's
one.
That's weird, Nate.
Watch this. Camp Hansen.
What?
I know. The Lone Soldier.
Oh.
This is a World War II site. By the way, I have to give a quick little shout-out.
Get out of here. That's taking the easy route.
I know. Isn't that great?
Camp Hansen.
This is my, really? I'm going to take a break here. Camp Hansen. Swear to God, that's
not
what
Camp
it's called.
Hansenaki or something?
Nope.
Or
nope. I could say Camp Hansenaki, but no. I actually met a World War II veteran. I didn't even know. I thought they were all gone. I honestly didn't know. There's very few left, obviously.
That's a real hero there.
97, and I made sure to thank him. He actually gave me a big hug. He arm wrestled with me. By the way, he's stronger than I am. It was ridiculous. He even said, he was like, come here, you know. And then I was like, are you going to give me a hug or not? Because he gave the other girl,
like,
the other therapist, he gave her a hug, and he was like, yeah, come here. Sweetest man.
Honestly, remember his name?
Did not
chance?
Look 97. I don't. It's probably
well. Bad. Shout out to him. Thank you for being a superhero.
Actually, I do. It was Joe. It was Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
I don't think I'm breaking confidentiality, but anyway,
yo, Joe.
Sweet man. And he told me some World War II stories, Saul Patton and all this stuff. He said he stood out in the freezing cold for 4 hours. And waiting for Patton to talk, and he's like, you know, I talk about 20 minutes, you know.
Yeah, so we 4 hours.
We talked about it. It was just fantastic. So shout out to him, by the way. This is a World War II site.
Man,
so the Camp Hansen is World War II created a lot of destruction in Japan and left behind many dead soldiers. One such place which was witnessed, has witnessed this, is the Camp Hansen in, here we go, I'm making up for this, Okinawa, which I know Okinawa.
That's
easier. The camp is a U.S. Marine Corps base and supports over 6,000 Marines. It is said that a lone soldier appears in bloodstained World War fatigues and asks for cigarettes from those nearby. These sightings have been widely reported, and even courageous Marines refuse to stand sentry at the gate. This eventually led to the closing of Gate 3, where the soldier's ghost is sighted. Because of this, it is counted among the most haunted places in Japan. Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Wow. That's crazy. Gosh, 97 years old.
Yeah, it was wild. And like I said, he's in excellent health. He still chops wood. He does all these, like he mows his own lawn, push mowing. All just crazy. Like, and they said that people can't keep
up
with it.
He push mows?
Push mows.
I have a riding mower.
He can't.
I'm 52. And I'm...
They said that kids younger than him or younger, like can't keep up with him. I believe that's how he's gotten to be 97. Yeah?
That's incredible. Yeah.
A wonderful skin too. Great hair. I mean, he looked young.
Wow.
Maybe in his 60s.
Are you serious? Oh, my gosh.
That's he was awesome. I loved him.
Well, no wonder he's still strong. You're probably, okay, Joe, great.
He went in for the hug first, by the way, just so you know.
Sure,
mm-hmm.
Sure.
Mm-hmm, sure.
My turn, I guess. I don't know.
I suppose so.
Now, this one's not so bad starting out. The Yagiyama Bridge. Check this out. It's the Yagiyama Bridge or the Miyagi Prefecture.
Oh.
Oh, Mr. Miyagi.
I like the better mash.
Oh, you look pretty okay, too. Okay, so, I love that line. During the day, Yagiyama Bridge is your runoff. Jeez. I'm struggling with English. Yagiyama Bridge is your run-of-the-mill transportation structure. It's one of the main ways to access the many popular tourism spots that Miyagi Prefecture has to offer. And beneath the Yagiyama Bridge is a valley of very geologically valuable strata, whatever that is. However, as in the case with every other location on this list, when the sun sets, the atmosphere of this simple structure is drastically changed. Since its erection in 1937, Yagiyama Bridge has unfortunately been a location that attracts many suicides, despite the prefectural government's significant efforts to prevent these actions, such as countless attempts to redesign the bridge and the implementation of bars and nets. There are still numerous tragic incidents that occur to this day. It's sad that not only does this energy emanate from the bridge at night, but another darker energy is at play, willing passerbyers and motorists to black out or to be involved in accidents. That's weird. As mentioned earlier, the Yagiyama Bridge is a necessary structure of transportation in this area, and many locals rely on it to accomplish their everyday life necessities. Due to this, for those who don't drive, there is a public transport bus that runs over the bridge from the morning until well into the night. However, not many people use this bus due to the bridge's reputation. The night bus is especially barren, as it's rumored to act as a bringer of souls to the other side. Should the living attempt to ride the bus, even unknowingly, they'll be unable to get off and taken to the underworld.
Yikes.
Sounds positive to me. I don't know. Give me a ticket, right? So there you go.
See anything wrong with that?
Yeah. Nate says count.
Put that on the list, is that what you're saying?
Okay. The Yagiyama Bridge or the Miyagi Prefecture. All right. There you go.
I like it.
Finally found me a good one that I can read.
Camp Hansen.
Gridley Tunnel.
Oh,
the mysterious samurai ghost.
Oh, I love it already.
Gridley Tunnel is a single-lane tunnel which is situated on Yokosaka Naval Base. It is believed that years ago a samurai was going through this tunnel to avoid the death of his lord. To avenge the death of his lord. But on the way, his enemies caught him and murdered him in the tunnel. Since the samurai failed to complete his mission, it is said that he has not left this place. His ghost is still seen on rainy nights at around 1 a.m. in the morning. If you ever come across this tunnel, would you dare to go near it?
I say bring it.
Yeah.
You think so?
Okay.
I was going to say no. Heck no, I won't go.
All you got to do is be like Indiana Jones and bring a gun to a sword fight.
That's right. That's exactly. Right.
Yeah.
Oh.
That is a great scene, by the way. It's like, yeah, I like it. Any creepy haunted samurai, I'm in.
Oh, it's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Do you know why that scene happened, too, by the way, that Harrison Ford just shot him with a gun?
Wasn't that, like, improvised?
Yeah. It was. Or something he, that, like that. He, that I think it, it
he
took...
He wasn't feeling good.
That exactly. He was sick. That swordsman was, like, had spent, I don't know whether it was weeks or months, like, preparing for this big fight.
Oh, yeah.
And Harrison Ford was sick with the flu or something, and he's like, I think I would... Wouldn't I just shoot him? And they were like, okay, let's do that. So that sword guy's like, okay, fine. I just died. He didn't, you know, he did a little bit of the fancy maneuver, and it was like...
Yeah. And he still got paid.
But that's how Indiana Jones would do it, right?
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. right. That's right.
All right. I have the SSS Curve. Again, I got out of it, right? The Martyrs of the WW. There's another soldier one, right? In case the haunted places in Sasebo, Japan, don't scare you enough, then head to the SSS. Oh, this must have been another one beforehand. Sorry. The I guess I should have done the Sasebo in Japan, right? Don't scare you enough. You head to the SSS Curve in Okinawa. Okinawa suffered extensive carnage due to the World War and led to the deaths of many Japanese soldiers. It is said that these soldiers come back to haunt this part of the road, and visitors often feel a surge of nausea, dizziness, and the feeling of someone's hand on their body. Several Japanese paranormal TV hosts have visited the place to record this phenomenon. It's all sorts of spooky you don't want to feel on this road. Woo.
Looks like a perfectly normal
spooky.
Road. Didn't look that scary.
So what's the deal with their bridges and their roads?
I don't know, man. Stay away.
Bus routes and all. Yeah.
Oh, I got a hospital.
How people getting around?
I got a hospital
getting
coming
attacked
up.
Or
it's like
driven
construction
to suicide
around here.
Yeah, they think they got it
bad. That's right.
I mean, my gosh.
Yep, not going this way.
I know. Try to go down 465 south. It's closed. Then you hit this. Oh, it's closed. Or it's down to one lane, you know, 70 west. Oh, sorry. I guess I shouldn't compare the. That's creepy, though. I have two stories here. I might just read both of them. Mm-hmm. Not at the same time, but my next go around. I love these. I've heard one. I haven't heard the other until now. This one is the Kukisakana, or the slit-mouthed woman. This is a really creepy story. This is the one I've heard before. It is said, anyone who is familiar with Japanese urban legends knows of the infamous yet popular, again, Kukisakana? I don't know. This vengeful ghost appears as a seemingly beautiful woman who roams the streets at night. She wears a face mask and carries a concealed pair of scissors.
Okay.
Yeah. If you are unlucky enough to meet her during a solitary stroll, she will ask you if you think she is beautiful. Hmm. As with Akamato, consider your answer like your life depends on it, since it does.
Better say yes.
Yeah. If you say no, she will immediately murder you with her scissors.
Oh, man.
Yeah, not a good start. If you say yes, she will remove her face covering to reveal a gaping mouth that has been slit from ear to ear in a haunting smile. Then she will ask again.
What if you say, I'll get back with you?
Yeah, that's right. She will then say, again, say no and you die, but stick with yes, and she will slit your mouth like hers. The only way to escape.
That is a lose-lose situation.
This is amazingly cool, but not.
Let me get through the story here now.
Got it.
The only way to escape her is to tell her that she looks average. Aha!
Who would have thought?
Always a thinking.
There's the catch.
If you are concerned about possible encounters with her or any of the other ghouls, she's a ghoul, why not try testing your survival skills at Tokyo's top haunted house attractions? If you fail, at least it's only a game. So just remember this. Average.
So I should just
you're
like,
average at
just
best.
Just to be safe, just start telling women that, like, you look average.
Can you see, like, going, oh, dang it. And then she has to just walk away. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was not a win-win. It was a lose-lose. But, you know.
It sounds like it.
Say average, yeah. That's mm-hmm. the slit mouth woman or the slit mouth woman. Yeah. All yours, Nate.
Wow.
How do you top that?
Himiro Mansion, the Grizzly Murders.
Nice.
Just located outside of Tokyo, Himiro Mansion is believed to be one of the eeriest places in Japan. This mansion has witnessed some of the bizarre activities like occultist practices and gruesome murders. Mm. According to the local lore, the family in the mansion practiced the strangling ritual, Shinto.
Ooh, I've heard of that.
To seal off bad karma on Earth every 50 years. But the ritual got tainted as a lover once saved his maiden from being suffocated. After this, the master killed everyone in the family and then took his own life.
Jeez.
The ghost of the family members still linger in the mansion and tries to attract people so as to complete the tainted ritual.
Nice.
Hmm.
I've heard of tainted love, but never tainted rituals.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Picture of this place is pretty eerie.
You have a picture of it?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what this... that is cool, but eerie, yes. But that's what I like. That's, yeah, I like it.
It is
it looks
very
huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all stone.
Mm-hmm. I like the
very creepy.
It's like it's got many like
steeples.
Tower. Yeah, steeples. Yeah. I was like, towers? No, it's not towers. But yeah, that's a cool place. I like it.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it'd be in Japan, but it is.
No, it doesn't. It looks like it'd be in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. I like it.
I'm going to try to top both of you, but I don't know if I can do it.
Well, I'll go for
this. This one is called The Labyrinth, and it's, or in other words, The Scary Hospital. Again, not hard to pronounce, but if you're looking for a haunted house attraction, then head to Fuji-Q Highland Theme Park. The haunted house at the theme park is one of the best in the country and will truly leave you shaken. The house is based on a hospital theme and is inspired by a real hospital at the base of Mount Fuji, where a hospital harvested body organs from unwitting patients. It is said that these patients come back to haunt the doctors, and that is the premise of The Labyrinth. It's 900 meters of pure gore, horror, and tricks that will leave you wondering if it's just an attraction or if the house is really haunted. That is super creepy.
So you don't know if it's the real, just the setup attraction, or is it from the real?
Exactly. That's
real, past or whatever. Yeah,
that's nasty.
Put that on the list.
That's nasty. I am gonna. I think we could do it.
That's nasty.
Yeah.
Man, that's great. What's the name of it again? What was the name of the?
It's called The Labyrinth.
I thought it was something else.
It's the haunted. The Scary Hospital.
Scary Hospital. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Mm-hmm. None of that was difficult to. That's hard pronounce to so.
The Scary Hospital.
Yeah,
I like that. That's a good story. Okay, this one is the Tori is T-O-I-R-E. So I'll go Tori no Hanako San, or the Hanako San of the toilet. This is what grabbed
Taco Stan of the toilet.
How could that not grab you?
Hanako San.
Oh, Hanako San.
That's right. You go to the toilet after you go to the taco stand. For our next story. We return to the bathroom with a legend some compare to Bloody Mary.
Ooh.
Hanako is the spirit of a young schoolgirl who met her end in an elementary school bathroom as a result of suicide due to bullying or World War II bombings, and is now said to haunt them. I don't like bullies. Many children test their wits by summoning the child spirit. In order to summon her, you must go to a third floor bathroom and knock on the third stall three times, after which you say, "Are you there, Hanako-san?" If you hear even the faintest reply, make a hasty exit. If you are too slow or choose to enter the stall, Hanako will drag you into the toilet. Jeez. And you will never be seen again. Mm. Now, that's crappy.
Crappy.
Mm. I mean,
what a crappy way to go.
What?
Wow.
Did she give you swirly swirl? Oh,
probably,
it's terrible.
Right?
There you go.
Wow.
That's a toilet.
Toilet humor. I like
that.
It
kind of went right down the toilet. That's still in the story.
Down the drain.
Down.
It tanked.
We all had a shot at that, didn't we?
Yeah. Boy, I set us all up for that.
Flush that down.
Anybody else? Rachel, you got a toilet joke?
All right.
Let's do one more round.
One more round?
Yeah.
I got one more. I got one more in me.
I have one more.
Oh, yeah.
Hiroshima Haunted Peace Memorial.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
I know.
No one has ever forgotten the Hiroshima Nagasaki incident, in which the atomic bomb, Little Boy, destroyed the lives of around 140,000 people. The attack took place at the Hiroshima Prefectural Industrial Promotions Hall. That's a lot. Which is now changed to Hiroshima Peace Memorial. The place has been claimed to be haunted, as the people nearby have heard uncanny voices near the dome. Not only this, but there have been numerous incidences of electronic voice phenomenon where you can hear the atomic bomb exploding itself. It's a hair-raising incident.
Mm.
I like what you did there.
That is creepy. And you know, I mean,
I'd like to go that one. That'd be cool.
That would be cool. Put that on the list, actually, Sean. And then
I will.
We'll still never get there, but you know,
mm-hmm. I'm gonna spell it correctly too. All of these.
I like that one.
Perfect.
That was good.
Mm-hmm.
Right, what do you got?
Awashima Shrine in Wakayama Prefecture.
Did I say that right?
Yeah,
I think you said the prefecture correctly.
Right, exactly. This shrine might not be the best spot to visit for people who have nightmares about Chucky. It's filled with abandoned dolls that owners leave here to avoid their wrath. The beginnings of this temple are a lot more amiable. The legend says that when Empress Jinju was traveling back home from overseas and was caught in a storm. Gods gave her the insight to just drift with the current. This allowed her to safely reach the coast of the Awashima Shrine, and it was created to thank the gods for their assistance. It was later moved from its seaside location to where it is now in Wakayama Prefecture. So far it sounds like a lovely shrine, but how did the dolls get there? According to Shinto beliefs, inanimate objects, especially ones with a close resemblance to humans, develop souls over time. That's why, to avoid their revenge, unwanted or unused dolls have to be disposed of in the shrine through a special ritual. There are over 20,000 dolls here, and some have an unnerving backstory. A doll kept in the shrine's basement has been left here by its owner because of growing hair. Yikes.
Growing hair.
The hair grows on it.
That's gross.
And it's not supposed to. I assume that's the moral story.
Right. Yeah, it's like, oh, growing hair. What's the big deal? It's not supposed to be growing. Okay.
It's a big deal.
Wow.
It's disgusting.
Just cut it. Oh, no.
It's just a chia pit.
What the heck, man?
Chia. Yeah, that's not good if it's not supposed to grow, right?
That's right.
Go to perm.
Give it a perm. Simply stay.
Give it a bob. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Creepy. I like it. All right. I'll end it on this one. So this last story is Whistling at Night Summons Snakes. That's right. I said snakes. Walking home from a fireworks festival in high spirits might prompt some cheerful whistling at night, but you might reconsider. According to this old Japanese superstition, whistling at night summons snakes, which could refer to supernatural monsters, criminals, or actual snakes, none of which sounds like something you want to bump into down a dark alley. This superstition comes all the way from feudal times when outlaws and bandits prowled the roads. These criminals would whistle to each other to communicate at night, and it did not take long for the idea that whistling invited other unsavory characters to spread. So a nice short but creepy story.
I like that. It's interesting. I've never heard that before.
And here's the good thing. I don't know how to whistle. I can't whistle.
You can't whistle?
So I'm in good shape.
Whistle while you work.
There you go.
Oh, sorry. That's too much.
Boy, my brother could.
I can go both ways.
He did like
the
fingers in the mouth. You know, mm-hmm.
Nate can do that. Well, we're probably not going to do it right now. But can't you do that with both? Oh, you can't do that?
No.
Oh, no. I'm thinking of just the drop.
Yeah, I can just do a water drop.
Yeah. So there you go. Haunted Japan. I hope the creepies enjoyed those stories. Those
Heck
are
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So some of those I like to visit.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
a couple of them I don't want to.
I'd just love to go to Japan. I think that would be an amazing country.
It would be. Yeah. The Brenda, you know, who cuts my hair, she went a couple of years ago to Japan and loved it. So she said it was very much a fantastic trip. So anyway, Sean.
Yes.
After our Haunted Japan stories, what do you have?
You know, I went back and forth about a lot of different middle-aged moments or dark sides. I'm going with a middle-aged moment, to be fair. One of the next week, I promise, a middle-aged dark side. Got to do it. Middle-aged moment is going to be accredited to Heather, who I said earlier. Shout out, Heather Carter. Friend of mine, colleague, fellow OT. Shout out, world OTs of the World Unite, right?
You know, we've done shout outs here.
I know. I did.
Going to give her a shout out.
But I said, Heather. It's funny because she was checking on me over the weekend, like I said, and which I really appreciated. We ended up getting into a text back and forth for a couple hours, and
she ended up getting into it. She was not doing well. Yes, you are. In the course of talking,
it was funny because we both helped each other out. You know, I was like, "Oh, she's just checking on me," but we both we had a really nice texting conversation, and she sent me a version of "Rewrite the Stars" from The Greatest Showman. And it was a guy playing a violin. So it was just the music of it. And I listened to it. And I told her, I'm like, man, I think I just needed a good, you know how you need a good cry. And I don't cry very much. But it just like, it gave me chills. Yeah.
I'm surprised.
That I don't cry?
Yeah. Because you're very sensitive.
Well, people
you
say,
know, you are.
People say that. But like, I'm not as sensitive as people think. But you think I would be a crier.
No,
I'm not
a
crier.
I'm not saying that's, crying is a great thing. I'm saying I'm surprised that you don't let your, because you are a sensitive emotional guy.
Yeah.
Like you're.
I hold it inside, I think.
Sorry to interrupt you.
No, not at all. But
you don't want to see him when he's angry.
It did get, oh yeah, I cry like a baby. No, but it's funny because I told her, I said, I guess I really needed that because just the beauty, it gave me chills. Like, you know, have you ever listened to music and it's like, oh my gosh, mm-hmm. that gives me the chill bumps. Yeah. So it gave me that. And then I just like, it released something in me, which was good. And, but I told her, I said, I should use that song, but it's more of a love song. So it's not really the song that, you know, would be appropriate for this, this show. However, but The Greatest Showman, I do like the movie. It's fantastic. Great, great music. I told her, I said, I'm going to use A Million Dreams because that makes, that's one of my favorite songs from that movie. Mm-hmm. And it's very inspirational. So this goes out to Heather. I close my eyes and I can see a world that's waiting up for me that I call my own. Through the dark, through the door, through where no one's been before, but it feels like home. They can say it all sounds crazy. They can say that I've lost my mind. I don't care. I don't care if they call me crazy. We can live in a world that we design. Because every night I lie in bed, the brightest colors fill my head. A million dreams are keeping me awake. I think of what the world could be, a vision of one I see. A million dreams is all it's going to take. A million dreams for the world we're going to make. There's a house we can build, every room inside it filled with the things from far away. Special things I compile, each one there to make you smile on a rainy day. They can say it all sounds crazy. They can say we've lost our minds. I don't care. I don't care if you call us crazy. Run away to a world we design. So every night I lie in bed, the brightest colors fill my head. A million dreams are keeping me awake. I think of what the world could be, a vision, the one I see. A million dreams is all it's going to take. So anyway, it goes on. It's a wonderful song. I just like it. It's mm-hmm. inspirational. But it also makes me think of this podcast where we have co-created and created this into what we want it to be. And, you know, even people said, they can't do that. It's not, we're going to go anywhere. It has. And so it's beautiful.
We don't
listen
to our wives, do we?
Exactly. Not at all. And so when our wives are wrong, right?
Take their opinions elsewhere.
But it is all about imagination and imagining your future and making, you know, taking it. And making it your own. So, and part of our conversation was just, you know, kind of inspiring each other. And so that, like I said, I really appreciated her that day. And that That's inspired cool. this middle-aged moment. So
that's cool.
You know,
I like
Todd,
that. That
was opinions are like, never mind.
Oh.
Everybody's got one, right? Let's just finish with that.
Yeah. You just ruined that middle-aged moment. No, it's good. You made it more funny, right?
I like that. Good job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good. You know, Heather, I'm teasing. So
He's not.
Oh, well, no, wait a minute. You got 18 shout-outs from him. So
that's right. Gosh, yeah, at least that'll make it 20.
That's very, very good. Very
shout
good.
Out to Heather.
Now, that's what friends are for.
That's
what my wife, I was in great voice. You know what I sang tonight as we were, I say we, as my wife and daughter and everybody.
Gangster's Paradise.
Dinner. No, no.
No?
All my exes live in Texas.
I hit
in Tennessee, man. I go, huh? And she goes, that was good.
That's
I said, I'm in good voice.
So bad
I said,
it's good.
If Sean picks a song, I said, but I don't know the song, so I can't sing it. But yeah, I am in good voice tonight.
You're in good humor, too.
I was wound up, man. I'm having a fantastic week.
Bring this into the many. We need.
I mean, I'm always
many
pumped
too,
up and good for the show, but like, I'm having a great week. Anyway,
you hit that note, and Reading Rainbows jumped in my head. I don't know why.
He can go anywhere. Take
it's
a look.
In a book.
It's in a book.
Reading Rainbows?
Oh, you don't remember Reading Rainbow from PBS?
Rainbow.
It's a, yeah.
I can go anywhere. Take a look.
It's in a book.
Reading Rainbow.
And then the rainbow goes across. Sorry. We're kids of the 80s. Sorry.
All my
exes live in Texas.
How does that? Anyway, continue.
Is the note.
We'll play it for you later.
Tennessee.
Yeah, you hit that note, and I was like,
"We'll play it for you later."
Okay, that's okay. All right, what do you
got? I can sing it again. I have the second part of the announcements.
Excellent.
Follow us on our social media accounts: Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, which is now X. Right? Did you know that it's now X?
Yeah.
Email us at makopodcast@gmail.com. That's two A's. Catch our weekly Tuesday Terror videos on TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram. Did you want to say anything about that? We are on all podcast listening. We are on all podcast listening apps. I'm sorry, we didn't work that out, did we?
No, we didn't.
Make sure you hit that subscribe button. Give us a 5-star rating. Leave a review if the app allows. Share the podcast with friends, family, coworkers, and anyone else you can. We sell merch of all kinds of cool merch. So go get you some. We offer many types of show sponsorship opportunities for individuals and businesses. It's another way for you to support us, get your name mentioned and or your business promoted. The sponsorship money goes right back into the show for merch giveaways, future on locations, live shows, etc. Please email us, reach out to one of us, or message us on Instagram for more information.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. So, as far as the Tuesday terrors, I don't know when it was, over the weekend.
Yeah, it was the weekend.
I've been thinking about for 2 or 3 weeks, but I was like, not that I don't like doing them. I know Sean likes them, but it's I'm thinking about doing something different. You know, mm-hmm. So I got Sean's opinion. You're kind of like, whatever. I mean, you know, like, and so I was like, we need to think of something just different. Not that we won't do them again.
Mm-hmm.
Just maybe change it up a little bit. I don't know. You know, Wacky Wednesday. No. So anyway, I did not do a Tuesday terror. And you know what? I actually meant to do one yesterday. I just forgot.
Yeah.
I mean, I got so busy and then with, yeah. So I don't know what we're going to do. So we might be, do you have any left, by the way?
Keep you in suspense.
You have like,
I don't.
I know you
I'm
do
all
few.
Out. I thought that was like good timing.
Okay. So... yeah, we'll figure something out. Mm-hmm. So, as far as, you know.
Wacky Wednesday. I
know. Wackadoo Wednesday. All right. We could do...
horny hedgehogs.
Oh!
Whoa.
Now, that's a good idea.
That's a great idea, Nate.
Watch out.
So, we'll figure something out. Because I don't want... because it's really... those things are great. Not that they're not good for... what do we do? Facebook and Instagram. But those are really good for TikTok to mm-hmm. keep. But I don't know. I mean, we've been doing it for... year and a half, 2 years, so
gotta mix
different.
It up a little bit. That's right.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see. Anyway, thank you though for Sean. What's your name, Sean Lehman?
That's it.
You know what? As much as I hate to do this, I gotta turn it over to Nate.
Domo Mercato, Mr. Roboto. Oh. Domo.
Domo.
That's fantastic.
That's rap.
Man, I
he
was wondering what
that.
He did. Yeah, he
kicked that to the curb.
You know, it was kind of nice the way we were talking. I'm not gonna do the Tuesday terrors anymore. And he just picked. I actually thought it was gonna be
picked
depressing, but he picked
you
right
back
up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a great
slammed
song
it in.
1983, I think.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Nate, and we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to episode 126 and our fun discussion on haunted Japan. So until next time, Nate is your sound engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged.
And creeped out.
Keep it creepy.